So he applied, and they interviewed him for a job at Classical, and then sent him out to what was then Trade High School. And if you know about the movie, you know, Blackboard Jungle, where the high school where the kids were so terrible, the teachers couldn't teach, everybody, they were afraid. Well, they sent him out to Trade. However, as it happened, the principal of Trade High School at that point was a man of principle. He had been in the he'd been a Navy commander. He knew human beings when he saw them. He knew men. He knew good people. And that was Edmund P. Garvey. And when Al got there, my husband was a little older than the usual. He liked people. And he would, when the kids would act up in class, he'd grab them by the ear and take them down to the principal's office and say, you can't come back until you bring your parents with you. But they knew that he liked people and that he liked them and he was a good teacher. He was a sociology professor, but he knew psychology. He was good with what he did. And Mr. Garvey would not sign the negative evaluation papers that William Saunders and Esther Skelly would bring to him. He said, "Oh, that's not true. I'm not." And if he didn't sign it, it didn't become official.
So those were negative evaluations
of my husband, which had nothing to do with fact. And Mr. Garvey wouldn't sign them. And when Albert had been there 3 years, of course, the rule was he became tenured. At which point, Mr. Garvey gave my husband all his classes in the morning and said, "Now go on down to UConn and finish getting your doctorate," which he did. And of course, when Al got his doctorate, all of a sudden people said, "Oh," and they changed him. He became a counselor at Duggan, and then he worked for Special Student Services, and eventually, because he'd been teaching around other places anyway, he'd been teaching night courses at Western New England, teaches night courses at Westfield State. So he loved what he did, and he loved students, and they knew he was good, and he knew life as well as, you know, he was excellent. So, you know, he was great. So
now you have a master's degree in English.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you get your master's degree?
At the University of Chicago. Yeah. And that's why I got hired. That's really why he got hired. We had our master's degrees in our discipline. That's why we got hired at STIC. You couldn't teach at a... You can't, even I think even now, you can't teach a subject matter at a state institution, state school, unless you have your advanced degree in your discipline. It didn't help to have a master's in education. I had my master's in English, and another guy who was hired, we were both hired in 72 or 3, from technical, we were teaching at Technical High, was a guy named Jim Curran, who ironically also had his master's degree from the University of Chicago. He was a biology teacher, and I was an English teacher. They were expanding STIC, and everybody in the public schools wanted to be, and nobody, they only hired two of us from the area because we were the ones, everybody else had gotten degrees in education. That wasn't what they were looking for. If you want to teach on the higher level in Massachusetts, I suppose, you have to have your advanced degree in your discipline.
So when you say STIC, you're referring to Springfield Technical
Community College. Mm-hmm. And I was teaching at Tech High School. And for a number of years, two or three years, I was voted the most popular teacher until somebody complained.
Why did they complain? Who complained?
Well, some of the teachers, I don't know what they thought. But, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, I was invited back to the 40th reunion of the class of 1964. And I was told I might get invited again. But they honored me as a specialty. Oh, I loved it. I liked kids, and they knew it. And I taught the children. I didn't teach the subject. I taught them and tried to encourage them to use the subject because language is so important. English is so important. Your ability to express yourself in many ways. You can get over a whole lot of things if you know how to express yourself. We know about it now. Because of, you know, the media, one kind of. But hey,